This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The release of a redacted version of a special counsel Robert Mueller's nearly 400-page report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election appears to be inevitable. Still, sparring over Mueller's conclusion is already rampant. Washington is expecting that Attorney General William Barr will disclose the report Monday or Tuesday. And the much-awaited details from the 22-month investigation of Donald Trump's campaign contacts with Russia and whether Mr. Trump, as president, obstructed justice by trying to thwart that probe. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told Fox News Sunday that she doesn't think it's going to be damaging to the president. Congressman Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee that's probing the election, told CNN Sunday that Barr should release the full report and underlying investigatory evidence to his panel, but Barr has balked. Far from the den of Washington, Ivanka Trump toured businesses run by women in Ethiopia Sunday while promoting a White House global economic program for women. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The White House senior advisor, who's President Trump's daughter and a businesswoman, visited a coffee shop and textile company in Addis Ababa, where she spoke with working women. It was her first stop on a four-day Africa trip to boost 50 million women in developing countries by 2025.
Investing in women is smart development policy, and it's smart business. It's also in our security interests, because women, when they're empowered, foster peace and stability.
This is Ivanka Trump's first visit to Africa since the president launched the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. I'm Julie Walker.
The British government's talks with the opposition Labour Party on a Brexit compromise is expected to continue, but will not last for months. That's according to the Cabinet Office Minister. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that he does not think the Venezuelan people will tolerate the Maduro regime much longer. Pompeo was on the last day of a four-nation tour of South America, where the economic and political calamity in Venezuela was among the top concerns during talks in Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia. Pompeo again said all options are on the table when it comes to U.S. involvement in Venezuela, but the Trump administration has not said yet under what circumstances it would use military action. The U.S. has already imposed a number of sanctions against some Venezuelan officials in the country's oil sector. Pompeo's stop in Colombia included a visit to the border city of Cúcuta, which is separated from Venezuela by a bridge. A video purporting to show Congresswoman Ilhan Omar being dismissive of the September 11th terrorist attacks has disappeared from President Trump's Twitter feed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
The video juxtaposes news footage of the 9/11 attacks with remarks Congresswoman Ilhan Omar made to the Council on American-Islamic Relations. It does not include Omar's full quote or the context of her comments, which were about Muslims feeling that their civil liberties had eroded after the attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged the president to take the video down, saying his words weigh a ton, and, quote, his hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger. Pelosi says she's taken steps to ensure that Capitol Police safeguard Omar, her family, and her staff. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, has become the latest Democrat to formally enter the crowded field of presidential candidates seeking to unseat President Trump in the 2020 election. The 37-year-old, who announced a presidential exploratory committee in January, made it official at a rally in South Bend Sunday. The Harvard and Oxford grad and Afghanistan war veteran has gone from being virtually unknown on the national political landscape to surging in recent polls, placing third behind former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He's the son of an immigrant from Malta, and he attended Harvard College around the same time as Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Well, the former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak returns to court on Monday as his trial over charges linked to a multi-billion-dollar scandal at State Fund 1 Malaysia Development Berhad continues and resumes. The highly anticipated trial began April 3rd, nearly a year after Malaysians voted Najib out of office in a general election marked by public disgust over allegations that about $4.5 billion was stolen from one MDB. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.